Giving a patient letter to the state of Michigan Department of Human Services. The patient name is Anthony Lamar Green. Anthony L-A-M-A-R Lamar Green, G-R-E-E-N. And is case number is 101-033-652. His date of birth is 10-1-1969. He's 43 years old, and date of service is 1/24/2013, and is 43 years old. Please insert the first paragraph. 43 years old, African American male. He said he slipped and fall on stairs at home. He went to the hospital. He was had a evaluation done, and later on neurosurgery for lumbar spine. He said he was feeling better. After that, he started having more problem again, and now he was told that he needs to have a surgery again. He complained of weakness, tingling, and unable to walk properly. Uses cane for ambulation, and everything is on the left side. His left side of the lumbar spine hurt, and his radiation on the left side of the leg, and weakness. He also gives history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and acid reflux. His social history is a former smoker, no denies of smoke and drugs or alcohol. Allergy is not known. Patient on physical examination, his blood pressure is 128/92. His weight is 228. He appears no distress. Patient is sitting with his legs in extended position with this cane. Was able to get up on the examination table with some difficulty. Patient changed the examination number fairly. People unreactive, no thorough examination unremarkable. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular examination is not audible. No murmur on gallop heard. Abdomen soft, not tender. And neuro examination revealed that patient was straight leg was positive and sitting in 30 degree in sitting position. And patient does have some weakness on the left side, but I think it's also an effort issue. Patient deep tendon reflexes were equal on both knee and ankle. Patient claimed that he's not able to feel anything on these on his below knee, of a decreased sensation on below knee on the left side. Patient gait was with the cane, and was limping, putting his weight on the cane as the hyperextended gait on the from the left leg, and also was not able to not able to flex his knee completely. Assessment is history of lumbar laminectomy and chronic back pain. Number two, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia and acid reflux. Lumbar radiculopathy.